Way to go.
Yeah. I'm not even supposed to be here today.
From the heart of Broadway. Eh, you ruined it.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's Tuesday. Hi, Dalton.
Hey, buddy.
It's Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man back after a one-week hiatus, I think. We were off last week, right?
Yeah.
Why were we off again?
Because you canceled.
Oh, yeah, because I was packing for the big move, which we did over the weekend, and it was a nightmare.
I still have turtles to move.
You are a nightmare.
Turtle.
There's actually three of them.
Turtle.
Are you saying he's not turtly enough for the turtle club, Allie?
I had to say it three times.
He had to get enough for each turtle.
Do you want to know their names?
Huh?
Do you want to know their names?
Donatello.
No,
because there's only three. So it's Seth, Roman, and Dean, and they're the shell.
Oh, nice. I bet Roman always wins.
He always goes over.
Yeah.
Well, Roman was her favorite at first, but now she's just sick of him.
She boos him every time he comes out of his shell.
Yeah. Boo! He just got back in.
But he sells the most tickets.
I mean, he's not a good turtle.
Well, he's not a bad turtle.
He's the turtle.
Shannon Young, Mr. 100, Irish Daddy, with you again.
She's got a new album coming out.
I got one guy already calling me Irish Daddy, Jonathan, on not Atwood. On Facebook, so we're going to keep it going. It's going to happen. Asa Gray's the five-star man. He's down at the end of the table.
Yes.
Welcome back, Asa.
Hi.
That's good to see you.
Sure. I saw you yesterday.
I did see you yesterday. I've been losing real long tracks of time lately. This move sucks. Ali Abert to the right.
Hello.
Talking about the shell.
Yep.
Where are you moving to? I need to add.
Oh, shit. Just dropped my mic. Oh, shit.
You're not supposed to cuss. I literally just got on to Jason for that. And I didn't even cuss either.
Hey, that's in the Bible. I could say that.
I don't think that's in the Bible.
I
think that one is.
The part where they nailed him to the cross, he said, oh, shit.
I don't think. You made Dalton leave.
So this is the After Dark show.
No.
Welcome.
No, I can fix this.
No.
I can fix this.
Welcome, motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Are we still on?
Yeah.
Is this live? Sorry, I thought you said it was After Dark. Or maybe I said that.
I'm leaving it in.
Well, I didn't say anything about Jesus. I mean, come on.
Don't let Ken hear the show.
No. So we got to restart this, right?
No, I'll just I'll edit it.
Okay.
We'll put a sound effect in. It's about 2 minutes and 15 seconds. The Big D Dalton Anthony is here. Ace is getting real impatient too.
Yo.
And Jason Wells from K Championship Wrestling down at the end of the table next to Asa. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
So Jason called me today and said, "Hey, what are you guys doing tonight for the show?" And I'm like, "I don't know because I've been moving. I'm so tired. I haven't even thought of anything. It's probably going to be." Actually, I did have an idea. Asa, I wanted to run by you. Tell me if you think this is a good idea for a show, maybe next week or the week after. We've talked about DC versus Marvel before.
Mm-hmm.
What if we did a show where we literally break down, video game-wise, the eras, Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Xbox, stuff like that, and do the Marvel and DC games and just kind of pit them against each other and discuss it? Would you be a fan of that?
I mean, I'd be a fan of that. I would have to
do some research.
Homework because I don't know that many.
But Halo was the greatest game of all time.
I disagree. Halo's a good game, but I think that Donkey Kong... Sorry. But Jason called me and said, "Hey, what are you guys doing on the show?" I'm like, "I have no idea. I haven't even thought about it. I'm tired." And I was like, "You want... Come on. Let's come on. Let's talk." So he's kind enough to come in, save me the trouble of having to think of something to talk about tonight. We do have some important things to talk about with you, though, because you just made some big announcements today on Facebook,
yep,
at the Cape Championship Wrestling Facebook. Please, for those that, for whatever reason... Oh, don't check Cape Championship Wrestling's Facebook. Tell them what the big announcements were.
Oh, we had a couple.
Yes.
The first one was, of course, Fight TV, debuting the 14th of June at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. All you have to do is look at the cool poster with Jeff O'Dell on it and click, and it'll take you right to the show, and you can watch it live. Kind of. And after
live on
that,
tape.
Yes, live on tape. And then after that, you can, of course, it'll be on demand. You can watch it at any time after that. And it'll be every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. going forward.
So I have to ask, you brought it up first. How did Jeff O'Dell get on? I mean, I get it. He's a huge part of the show. Did he request it or did...
No, I did it. I requested
you,
it.
Isley
actually sent me a poster and it had another guy on there. And I decided to put Jeff on there. Just because every episode he's in.
Yeah.
And I think it makes just sense to have Jeff on there.
I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Who was the guy, if you don't mind me asking, or do you not want to say it?
I don't know.
Tell me after the show.
I'll tell you after.
Who's the backstage interviewer?
Is it the same guy that's verified on your Twitter?
No, definitely not. And that's not a guy.
That would get people to click, though. Yeah, like, I would be like, if that person was on a wrestling poster, I would have questions. I would want to follow up with that.
You would. It's incredible. She has over 53 million followers, so she should.
Okay, now I'm curious. Christy Mack.
Who?
Christy Mack.
I enjoy her work.
Jesus. Right.
Not going to make... All right, so...
You mean War Machine?
I was about to say, did you hear about War Machine?
Yeah. What an idiot.
Yeah, sentenced to... Ace, did you hear about this?
No.
Did you hear about the story, period?
Yeah, I know about the story.
He beat the just crap
I know,
out
like,
of her.
I knew, because the thing that I remember, this was like a year or two ago, was that a bunch of different, like, Brazzers and Pornhub, they all, like, were, like, contributing to the, like, wanted thing. Yeah. Like, they were all offering rewards to find him.
Yeah,
when he was on, like, I knew he finally got arrested, but
someone posted that they're kind of sad that porn site, they're more proud of porn sites than they are of their own president right now. But that's another show. That's not, we're going to talk about that. But yeah, today they sentenced War Machine. He will be 71 before he's even eligible for parole.
Good.
Yeah.
Hope he dies there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he said he tried to commit suicide once. I guess he wanted leniency. Did you hear about this, Allie?
No.
So there's a adult actress named Christy Mack, and she was dating an MMA fighter who legally changed his name to War Machine. Which is just the dumbest thing, and I don't know how he didn't get sued by Marvel. Like, really, I'm not making that up. Like, remember when Hulk Hogan used Hulk Hogan in WWF? They had to pay Marvel for the Hulk name. That's part of the reason he switched to Hollywood Hogan in WCW, was because they didn't want to pay those royalties anymore. So
people,
how the hell did this
people
guy
knew who Hulk Hogan was. They don't know who War Machine is. He's probably fought, like, I think one, two times in UFC. Like,
I don't
he was
never fought UFC. He was
no,
on.
He didn't? No, he definitely did.
Yeah,
well, he was on that the show,
The Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah. But he never, I don't know if he actually fought, I know he fought Bellator, and he fought a couple of random things. He did a couple porns. He did a couple he? Porns. Yeah. And then, but the point is, that's not important. The point is that he was a horrible person, and he ended up beating his girlfriend, Christy Mack, and almost raping her and kidnapping
wasn't
her.
Wasn't almost.
What, see, the only thing I read was almost, said that he tried. But if there was another time where he did, I wasn't aware.
There was the one big incident that left her in the hospital.
With her and the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he beat the crap out of both of them, and they got him like 71 before he's even eligible for parole, which is good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I hope someone teaches him a lesson.
Well,
in there.
Hopefully he'll Aaron Hernandez himself.
He said he tried once already.
Yeah.
I guess he was shooting for leniency there, but didn't work. Because if you ever saw the pictures, like, there should be no leniency. There should be leniency anyway, but it was pretty terrible. So that's good news, right? Right, guys?
Is it bad because I feel like I get even more mad when things happen to pretty people?
Okay.
Like if somebody punched me in the face, you wouldn't care?
I mean, he cared.
I feel
bad.
I like you as a person.
He's a great personality.
Yeah, he has a good personality. Oh.
I always say I'm less upset when bad things happen to ugly people.
Yeah.
Which is why I no sympathy for myself.
No sympathy.
No sympathy. So when something bad happens to me, I go, he deserved it.
Yeah, like if I see an ugly guy and he trips and falls and hits his face, I'm like, oh, well.
Yeah, but if Asa falls, it's
no,
like,
no harm done.
Whoa. Make sure he's okay.
See JD dislocated his shoulder like, no, this is a national tragedy.
But if Jason Vaughn dislocated his shoulder, no one's going to touch them. Okay.
Is all right, good monster.
With Jason?
The best monster.
Zero sugar, zero calories.
It reminds me of Howie Mandel.
The monster from Little Monsters?
Under the Bed.
I got that.
Ben Savage?
Yeah. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Hey, remember that?
Was it Ben or Fred?
I think it was...
It would have been
Fred. It had to be Fred. Yeah, because it was older. Ben would have been like...
Yeah, because Ben was... He was the one from Boy Meets World, right? Yeah. Yeah, it was Fred. I get all the Savages mixed up. It was like the White Wayans.
Yeah, the Macho Man's is
Fred
dad.
Savage is Wonder Years.
Yeah.
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 Thank you.
That was a good show.
It was. It was great.
Did you know that the guy from that show...
Which one?
Jason Hervey.
Okay.
Would go on to form a production company with Eric Bischoff, and they tried to buy WCW.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. He was big into that. One of those weird things that I just know for whatever reason.
And I think that they had some part in TNA for a while.
Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Hervey's big in that. I'm not making this up. I mean, no one cares, but I'm not making it up. Yeah.
That's when it started
I don't know
downhill.
Who this is.
Sorry. Jason Hervey? He was
a brother of Fred Savage on Wonder Years.
Didn't watch Wonder Years.
I also didn't watch Wonder Years. Other than I had a crush on Winnie. But
yeah.
You know, Was it Danica McKellar?
Patrick.
Yeah. No.
No. No, that's okay. Tanner's love. That's who he's in, because she's a NASCAR racer.
Danica McKellar.
Yeah. Danica McKellar, yeah.
This isn't Nerd Up, but I'm on IMDb already.
Did you know that Danica McKellar did the voice for Jubilee in the X-Men Legends game?
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm a big Impractical Jokers fan, and she was on there.
Like Impractical Jokers, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. That was Murr's crush. So they're huge wrestling fans, so I love Impractical Jokers. Yes. Yeah, they're big fans. If you watch most of the pay-per-views, WWE, and they're always in the crowd. You know, especially.
You sound like you found out something else.
Danica McKellar was also the voice of McGann and Young Justice.
Get out of here.
I thought that was neat. Have you ever watched Young Justice?
I have no idea what it is.
It's really good.
It's like the best animated thing DC's done since the Batman animated series.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I thought the Batman was pretty good. Once I got used to it,
it's okay. I don't mind it as much. I still haven't gotten past like the second season. It just really bums me.
That's the one where the Joker had like the dreadlocks, and he was the worst Joker. Yeah, the worst Joker of all time.
And also the Penguin is still just like the short, super fat dude, but he's also a kung fu expert.
Well, they all
are. And he can do like flips and like goes toe to toe fighting the Batman.
Well, so does Joker.
Yeah,
Joker does like backflips and
also terrible.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What, pizza ball?
Deliver a pizza ball.
No.
Yes. Yes, guys. It was alert.
Oh, what was our other announcement that you did with CCW today? We got a special guest coming to Inferno.
Yes. Crazy Steve.
Which Ace is really excited about.
I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got a couple questions like, he's still on Impact and he's an Impact guy. You know, there's going to be a lot of Impact guys coming. I'm about to have a seizure because Nakamura's coming out, and it was just flashing on the screen.
Former two-time NXT champion, Dalton.
Yep. Yes, he is. But either way, talking about NXT, Crazy Steve is going to be at the show coming up on the 24th. So definitely come out and see him. He will be a special enforcer in the tag team title match to make sure there's no outside interference.
Last time that happened, Pinnacle lost.
Did they?
Ron Simmons came out, and
but well, he wasn't.
He wasn't the enforcer. He was the interference.
Yeah, he was the interference. Kind of.
No. He was
his
there
music
to,
was the interference.
Yes. Well, that's
distracting. Yes.
I mean, his music is distracting.
It is true.
That was always one of my favorite wrestling themes.
I don't know if you ever noticed, but anytime music plays, Billy just looks in the air and follows his fingers up like this, like that, and that's exactly what happened. So, Ron knew he did his work.
And Ron was fantastic.
He was great.
I know he doesn't listen to the show. He would probably tell me he does. Terry Funk did.
Yeah.
But, Ron was just super cool.
It was great. He was one of the, he falls in that category as one of the nicest guys I've ever met. So.
Was this the first time you worked with him?
Yeah. First time I got to meet Ron and talk to him. I mean, I talked to him on the phone before, the show happened, but yeah, in person.
Was it your idea or was it his idea to say damn? Like, I know it's expected.
He's going to say that no matter what.
That's but does he hate that? Deal. We're talking about Ron Simmons. If you're just tuning in, this isn't live. Well, yeah. We're talking about Ron Simmons, Farouk in WWE.
Yep.
The damn catchphrase. I just imagine like it's like Bart with the whole "I didn't do it." He has to hate it at some point, right? Like I'm more than just one word. Or does he fully embrace it?
I think he totally embraces it. I mean, he's one of those guys that have he's more than that, though. You know, he comes out and he says it and people expect it. You know, it's a lot different to say something and have that as a catchphrase than to do something. Mm. Like we kind of talked about Rikishi earlier. If he doesn't do a stink face, then no one cares.
The crowd goes home.
So
angry.
He has to do that, you know. So this is a little bit different. But I don't think anything. Well, I can't say. I mean, I wouldn't want to piss Ron off, but
that's a big dude.
Yeah, he can be intimidating. Before I got there, I was a little intimidated because he called me about 3 weeks before the show, and it was an unknown number, and I never answer him. But for some reason, I answered, and he's like, "Hello," and I was like, "Yeah, this is Jason." It's like, "It's Ron Simmons," and then we just started talking, and he was pretty cool, but he was. Like
he was still Ron
it
Simmons.
Was still Ron Simmons, yeah. You know, like, okay, this guy ended Ahmed Johnson's career. No telling what he'd do.
And good on him.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot.
If you see the picture, it's on our Facebook. I think it's on our Podzilla page too. Maybe not. I haven't up. No, they pulled all of our pictures from Podzilla, by the way. I don't know why.
Podbean did or?
No, whatever account. I don't even remember the account I set it up with, but they pulled them all and they literally said, if you want to post them back, this is the monthly cost. That was not when I signed up. It was free.
Wait, so Podbean, like, it
No, so I basically...
I'm confused. Who pulled the pictures?
So I got a outside image gallery to host the images. Because they also set up the image gallery to where you can like click and, you know, it looks good. And when I signed up for it, it was like, just post this HTML in your feed or whatever, and it will bring up the pictures. I'm like, cool. And it was free. It was like a free service. Well, it went for about 3 months, and then they pulled the pictures, the company that I went with. And it's, when you clicked on the page, it literally said, account like suspended, to redo the account, you have to pay this much. It's like, it's like extortion. And I was like, okay, never mind. I just deleted the pictures page. I'll find something else later.
I mean,
Imager. It's not Podbean's fault. Podbean is super nice to us.
Imager.
Yeah, but again, I like to have the gallery, like where you have like thumbnails and you can click them, because otherwise it's just giant pictures everywhere. And when you have so many giant pictures of like Dalton or Cody, not so much Cody because he's handsome, but Dalton, like nobody wants to click him anymore. You're very handsome, by the way. I'm just kidding right now.
You should just, everybody just give me advice on that.
Well, I mean, you were bragging earlier about how much ass you crossed in the past year, so.
Whoa!
I'm just saying.
That's not true at all.
I'm just saying. Ace is very disappointed in me.
Yeah,
I'm disappointed in myself, to be honest. Let's get back.
I thought you were a Christian. Go ahead.
Wait, which one?
Oh, definitely not me.
No.
Dating me is heaven shattering, I've heard.
Yeah.
That is a literal term that was described to me.
Heaven shattering young.
Yeah.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, like.
That is pretty deep.
I mean, imagine that as a finisher. The shattering of heaven.
I can see Damone doing that.
That should be Mathis's finisher.
Who?
Mathis.
I thought Roger. Okay. I didn't say Roger. Okay, good. Mathis. As long as you say Mathis.
I thought he was doing it. I thought he was doing a bit, and I was like, I don't get this bit.
Yeah,
this bit,
he's already shown up.
This bit frightens me.
No, Damone. Damone would be better at that, I think.
For the heaven shattering?
Yeah.
He is half angel. So, we said we were going to play a game with you real quick called Can You Get? And Dalton's laughing already. So, of course, Jason, over at Cape Championship Wrestling, you book it. You book the shows, you write it out, you get the talent in, right?
CCW is all me.
Yes. Not Ken.
Well, when the show starts.
Sole contributor.
Yes.
Jason.
When the show starts.
You're like the Shannon Young of CCW.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only person that does anything.
Yeah. No. Before the show, there was a lot of different hands, but just the show in general is all me.
And you're always walking around with that backpack.
Yeah.
What's in the damn backpack?
That would be a lot of information.
Drugs.
No, he's not Barry.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the wrong person. Yeah, it's Barry. Which I hope the surgery goes well. You'll probably be listening to this. And
he will. We all wish him the best.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely. It'll go fine. He'll be back in no time. But, no, I keep a lot of information in there and cash flow for the wrestlers.
Also, you keep the money?
Yes.
Oh, don't say that on the air.
Yeah, I'll say it on the air because I dare someone to come get it. Anybody. Okay.
If he had one wish.
Yes.
He wish him. Would, yeah. Yes. All right, Dalton. Speaking of, you said something about injuries or something. Did he say something about injuries?
Did you say something about injuries?
No,
or people
Barry's
hurt.
Having his surgery.
Barry's having surgery.
Yeah.
We do have something to announce.
Well, we've been hit with a little injury bug lately.
Yeah.
You know, JD is out for a while with his shoulder. Came back too soon, definitely. And
that's how hungry he is. That's he wants to wrestle so badly.
Yeah. And, you know, I let it be up to him. And when he... you know, even if he comes to me next month, hey, I'm ready. I'm still not going to let him. I'm going to have to, you know, step in there because he's still young. I want him around for a while. So, you know, he has to be completely healed before we bring him back, and he's got to be good. And then, I got a Facebook message the other day that Cody Wilson broke his ankle and will not be, with us for the next two to three shows. So kind of sucks for Cody, cause I think he was kind of,
he was on the verge.
Yeah.
He was
I
on
think
the
so.
Cusp of something cool.
I think so. It's kind of sucks. He's like that, a Tommy. What's his name?
Hideo Itami.
I just like saying Hideo.
So you're confirming now that Cody Wilson is the Hideo Itami of CCW.
He's only been hurt once, so I guess he's not.
Yeah. He messaged me and told me because we were supposed to do an interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be on the show, and he's still going to be on the show, by the way, if you're listening, Cody Wilson, Cody Confefe Wilson will still be on the show for the interview.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Exciting.
Yeah. I like Cody. It's a good kid. He's got a good future, you know, with everything going, just kind of sucks. But you know, things work out just right. I've always believed in that. You know, I have guys cancel, I have guys no show or say, you know, hey, I can't make it a week before. And the guys that we plug in have become like really good. Hollis, you know. No.
Because you said Hollis was a mistake, wasn't he?
Well,
not a mistake. He was a filler.
No, that was from his mom. She said that. I said.
Oh,
I said.
That's what happens when you join the Pinnacle.
No. I'm just kidding.
I let everybody in your life
down. Your mom disowns you.
You let everyone in your life down.
No. Like Hollis, we had a guy cancel out that couldn't make it. So one of the other guys said, hey, I know this guy from Kansas City. He would love to come in and work. Brought him in. He stayed and he was awesome. So, and look where he's at now. So Hollis, he's one of the guys I'm super proud of, you know, that has gotten so much better.
I feel like there's like four different sections of the world that, especially right now, that you're getting a lot of guys coming in. We also have this area. You have your Jason Vaughns and your Brandon Barbed Wires.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like the Arkansas area with Austin, Tennessee with Sarge and a couple of those guys. And then Kansas City, especially with Hollis, I think Phoenix, a couple guys that have been over there, Cody, they all coming in. So you got a good couple of areas. Are you looking to expand into new places
there's always chance. I mean,
Stride, you had a couple people from Stride.
Yeah, we
come
got
in
from
recently.
Stride in Illinois. We got Tattoo from Memphis and Sin coming in from that area. Mm-hmm. So we got a really good range, you know, from like say KC to Arkansas to Illinois, and you know, there's always guys hitting us up to come in and do some stuff with us. And yeah, I'm always looking for new talent to come in, but it's really hard because just on our end, like we are completely booked up till like next year before I can bring anybody else in.
Now, is that just people wrestling, or does that include guest stars too? Special guests. Are you sitting on knowledge that you can't say right now?
Oh, we got lots of knowledge coming up. Yeah, definitely. So we're going to have a fun year. There's a few guys coming in that'll be special for us. And, but the thing about Ken and the way we got stuff worked out is if anybody comes open or messages and it's worth it, they're coming.
Right.
You know, and there's some things that we just can't pass up, you know, the Crazy Steve thing, him coming in, FNM. Patrick Frigga and his guys up there.
Friend of yours, dog.
Yeah. Cool guys. They're actually one of the – they're bringing Crazy Steve in. Oh, and he's going to do some stuff with the show, but they're going to be his special guest. He's going to be there signing stuff at their table and doing all their stuff and taking some pictures and all that for them. So
cool.
He'll be the special guest for them. But, yeah, I'm always open to bring guys in and talented guys, you know, like a really Tattoo coming in. I think he adds a lot to the show. Sin,
oh, yeah, done very, very well.
Yeah, I think Sin is incredible. I think he's a great wrestler. And just, you know, Roger, you can't Mathis.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah, him coming in, it will add a lot to the show. If I see a benefit to it, it will. But like I said, it's really hard. I really hate telling the 15 people a day that message us about getting on the show.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We're completely booked up.
We get that same, you know, Nate messages us, CJ, and we have to turn him down and say, no, we're booked solid.
I understand.
The joke is that the level of talent is different.
That are going to
CJ. Hey, so you had a question you were looking at over there.
What is your, like, is it people coming to you? Like, what is your primary way of finding people for the roster, like not even necessarily like full time, like Brandon and Sarge and them, but just like, you know, someone like Davey Vega who comes in every once in a while. Do you do it as more of a someone you know of, or, you know, someone recommends people to you, people come to you? Like, what's your.
Well, a lot of the time, I know a lot of the guys personally. Like, I like to see them wrestle and stuff like that. But like, when Vega, Casino, those guys I'll sprinkle in, but a lot of the time it's just me. Like, I can just pull up my messages and then find someone, and then I'll look up, you know, how they wrestle, what they do, because I'm just not going to bring in just anybody.
Right.
You know, the thing about our show is, you know, a lot of people talk about indie shows and it's always the dives and stuff like that. And we have that. But we also have the old school comedy. We got wrestling. You know, we got technical. We got
a mix.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're just not one kind of, you know, match back to back to back to back to back like you would see at a lot of shows. We like to mix it up with ours. And I think that's what makes us special is the guys that can do, you know, we got Austin in there who can do anything.
Right.
You know, Brandon can really do anything, you know.
Yeah, Brandon surprises me with how good he constantly is. And I'm not just saying that because he's a friend of ours. You know, mm-hmm. Brandon obviously is, all right, I'm going to go off kayfabe for a second. Yeah. Brandon's been a friend of ours since the beginning.
Yeah.
All right, Dalton.
Piece of trash.
Dalton, stop. Stop. But every time I see Brandon wrestle, especially when I heard him talk, you know, he's such a great interview. He really is. He can really turn it on so quick.
The interview in one of the fight, it's the first episode of Fight.
What he did with Dalton.
Is like really intense and really, really good. Like I sat there and watched it, and he was right next to me when we watched it together. And I was like, man, that's.
You killed it?
Yeah. You killed it, man.
Whenever I watched it, I texted him. I was like, that was awesome.
Yeah. It really, really was good.
And I can't describe to the people listening. One, the bass behind me is very mm-hmm. distracting. Yeah. I can't describe. So myself and Dalton and Allie and Asa, we're doing the commentary
mm-hmm.
until you find someone better. Yeah. We're doing the commentary for CCW Chaos. And, I don't know if it's different for Brandon because mm-hmm. he's been doing this for so long and he's a veteran of the sport. He's really getting a chance to shine finally, which he deserves. But for us, you know, we're new to this.
Mm-hmm.
So when we see ourselves on TV, Ace and Dalton, or we hear ourselves on the commentary, it freaks me out. It's hard for me to listen to it. I don't like to do it.
That's why I don't.
Yeah.
Like you get like literally the, they sent me the, cause we got to see the preview of like the first couple episodes with our commentary on it after we'd done it. And someone asked me, he's like, oh, so, well, did you listen to it? Did you like it? He's like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
I only listened to it enough to know that it wasn't terrible. Like, I wanted to hear it because I didn't want someone to go, wow, you guys really tanked it. You know, and well, it's solid.
I mean, we still haven't heard it. It hasn't aired yet. We might still hear that.
Oh, I'm going to get shit for it. I know.
The voice in my head is just like unrelentingly just like you don't belong here. Like you are dropping the ball every like. So I'm just like,
you're going to be hard on yourself. Here's the thing. Like we and I'll speak for anybody ownership wise at CCW because we have secret meetings like once or twice a week.
I got to go to one.
Yep. You got to go to one. We'll do that and we'll all meet up and talk. I'm super proud to have you guys with us. Like,
Thank you.
Think you guys killed it. And, I listened to the first show and every show got better. As I watched all of it. Everything. That's because you got more comfortable with it.
Right.
You know, there's always hiccups with the first show. You're nervous and stuff like that. You'll get more used to it, but I think you guys did awesome. So we're super proud to have you.
I've never done play-by-play before. Ever. Never done it. I've never even tried to do it. Like mm-hmm. even when watch wrestling, everyone always told us, Zach Price that used to work with us on PW and that did the camera work at the last show.
Mm-hmm.
He always said that we should do commentary and post mm-hmm. it on the site. And I didn't want to do that because I'm like, I don't know how. Like, I don't know how to do play-by-play.
Yeah.
And I was, after the first show, I was so confident in myself because I was like, wow, that wasn't bad. I sounded pretty good. And then Asa pointed out, rightfully so, like I'm not criticizing him, mm-hmm. that I called every time someone grabbed their arm, I said it was an arm bar. And I didn't realize it until he told me. And I went back and watched the match with the commentary. I was like, I did. Why did I do that? I know that's a wrist lock. It's the only time I did it. But man, mm-hmm. after that, I was like kicking myself. I hated it. I hated myself for the rest of the night.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, every show and like I gave some feedback to you guys and we talked and stuff like that. But we couldn't be more proud to have you guys with us. And I think it works out just so perfect. And, you know, now we have Zach and Mandy who are full-time camera people with us, so they're going to be a part
and
of the crew.
Another PW alumni,
and current Podzilla.
Yeah, so they're going to be part of the video crew, and Zach's wife. They're all going to be doing stuff, and it's coming together. Like I said, you know, just some of the stuff. The show has been since day one, like top notch. Mm. I think, I don't think there's been a bad show.
No,
can go home. It's like, man,
I feel like I didn't get my money's worth.
Yeah, that wasn't that great. I don't think there's been a show like that. Not saying it couldn't happen, but I mean, it would be kind of hard for it to, you know, with
the level
the talent
of talent
we got.
You got there, from top to bottom. Like, I can't think of a bad, full disclosure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have anything against Jason Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. Man's never done anything to any of us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of give him crap on the show just because of things we've heard. But he is a good worker. Everyone that you have on the show is solid. I can't think of a person on there that legitimately, when they come out, that I go, well, he's not good.
Billy.
Oh, you say it to him.
Yeah. And the thing about our roster, Brandon, I said it before, Brandon was a guy that never got a chance to shine.
Right.
Billy really I mean, he had stuff happen, but he's really not got a place to shine.
He never did heal.
Yeah,
CCW, right?
Yeah, exactly. And we got in a little argument on Facebook today, but you know, we're just messing around. But I was, you know, I was like, you know, this can be taken away pretty quickly, and you can be back with Bob Orton, you know, in no time. But you know, he has taken this and he's shined,
right?
And he's incredible at the heel role. He's doing awesome. Just all these guys, you know, just bringing them in here and showing them, you know, Tucker's incredible, a great worker.
Del Tucker, from the moment we saw him, I know Asa and Dalton especially were just in love with him. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so, because he's amazing.
Yeah. Because he got, it was when Austin couldn't come to one of the shows, so he sent his mm-hmm. friend Del Tucker up. Mm-hmm. And then, like, yeah, as soon as he came out, like, we saw his, just his tight, like from what we started picking out, like all of the references on his tights.
Yeah.
And we're just like, okay, that's Yellow Lantern. That's Dragon Ball. Like, okay, we're solely on board with this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Him and Tattoo are going to, the 24th.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
Match.
That's going to be one of those you're like, wow, this is incredible. And
have you had a guy come in that disappointed you? Like, I'm not saying they're bad, but just that you don't feel like they lived up to what you wanted.
Vader.
We'll get to the Vader in a minute. Calm yourself.
I think everybody that came in did their job. Like, I know there's been a certain guy that came in that there's like some bad reviews about, like people not getting along with him or stuff, but incredible for me. And
Who we're all thinking it is?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you watched the match, and I mean, they killed it. It was great. I mean, but there's never been a person that I was like, man, I wish I wouldn't have brought him in here.
Well, there's a guy that sticks out of my mind that we never saw again, and I always wondered why. I didn't know if it's because you didn't think he was as good, or just maybe he was busy. Dale Wilde. You know, he came in for the one show. He betrayed Sarge.
Yeah.
Joined Pinnacle, and then we never heard from him again. That's actually how we got Blaster, though.
Mm-hmm.
And that took off for you. That was phenomenal.
The thing about Dale is, just being completely honest, he decided he would rather work another small show on a consistent basis weekly than to come do our show, because they didn't want to work with us.
Gotcha.
And that was more than fine with me, because I'm not going to lose any sleep about Dale Wilde not being on our show.
Gotcha.
He's not that important, not to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, with our stuff, I mean, like I said, we lost him. We brought Blaster in. It was a win-win for us.
Who's been just a huge success
for
you guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's been great.
You're welcome.
Yeah. A lot of these guys, like, here's the thing. When someone goes down, there's a ton of a pool that I can pull a guy out of, and they're not going to be bad.
Right.
I mean, I've got guys that I want to bring in that I just don't have room for right now, because we're having 6 to 8 matches per night, and I don't want to be there. I don't want to have 10 matches.
Neither so, Ken.
Neither Ken. And I don't.
He's
got
to go to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Love of God.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have a lot of guys that can just fall into that spot and take someone's place, with talent wise. So, I mean, we're really,
and you got a guy coming really, on Inferno. Mm-hmm. Another breaking news, maybe we can mm-hmm. say here. Since Cody Wilson's out,
mm-hmm.
you told me that you already have a replacement mm-hmm. in position. Can we announce that?
Yeah, sure.
Who we got?
Well, you go ahead and announce it, because he's your best friend. So.
I love the guy. We all love the guy. Asa and Dalton talk to him way more than Allie and I do. Although at the last show, not the last show, Super Show, you hung out with him quite a bit, Allie. You and the Zach and everybody. When I disappeared, I was brooding. Mm-hmm. So I went and sat in the rain and stared out over the city.
Yeah.
You know? Dexter Roswell
mm-hmm.
from Stride is going to be at what? You're
putting
something in your head.
No, because I'm trying, like, because it's so him versus Ace. I'm like, who do I boo though?
Yeah.
Yes, is the answer.
Yes, like both.
Nope, yeah. Dexter's listening to the show tonight, because I was super excited when you told me that.
Yeah.
Because Dexter is just such a nice guy,
mm-hmm.
and we love his work in Stride with the DR Party. Obviously, he's not going to come in, I'm assuming, with the DR Party gimmick here.
Yeah, it's just going to be Dexter. And, we're going to let him, you know, do his thing.
New thing.
And, yeah. So, you know, he'll come in. We'll see what he's, he'll get in there with Ace, who's been on quite a role.
Ace is incredible.
Yeah, he's, yeah. You know, he's had a little bit more attitude than normal.
he threw my shirt.
Yeah, I've seen that.
He's someone that I was so happy to see come back. More, yeah. Like after his first match with, I think it was SB.
Yep.
He wrestled SB like the one time, and then we didn't see him for like a couple shows. But like him coming back more consistently makes me so happy.
Yeah, he's a great addition to the roster.
Yeah, he's kind of fallen in where he's going to be one of our guys. You know,
Like him, Austin became one of the guys.
Yeah, like
Billy.
Austin, SB. You know, we'll always, Tucker, Tattoo, Damone, they'll be guys because they take bookings a lot of other places. They'll be in and out a little bit, but that's okay. Like Sarge isn't on the show this month, but it's okay to mix it up and bring in a new guy. You know, Tattoo
keeps
on
fresh.
The last. Yeah, exactly. If we have the same people every show, it's going to get a little old. So I like to bring in at least one new person in, every month.
Like the main event for this show, doesn't feature Brandon. You know, Brandon's been a lot of main events. He was and he's going against Mathis, which is going to be a huge match. But, you know, in this main event, you got SB versus Hollis, which just sounds like it's going to blow the roof off the place.
Yeah. I mean, I think the show altogether is going to be crazy. I mean, we're going to open the night with Austin Lane versus Marco for the opening match.
Very excited for
and
that.
And that's just going to set the tone. I love to start the show with a bang, and that right there is going to be it. So they're going to start it out from there and then end with SB and Hollis. It's going to be like a crazy night.
This is Marco's wrestling debut in CCW.
In CCW, it will be.
I saw some of his stuff, you know, because I follow him on Instagram. I follow him on Twitter because he told me to. And that works, by the way, if you say that. Yeah. I watched some of his stuff, and he's so good in the ring. You wouldn't know it from – well, you would might know it by looking at him. He's a smaller guy, but he looks like he'd be agile, but he's really good in the ring.
Yep.
And I think him and Austin is just going to be
I think a lot of people are going to underestimate Marco, like just straight off top. Like you're going against Austin, but you know, Marco's been a lot of places and wrestled a lot of, so I mean, though I'm sure a lot of people will be pleasantly surprised.
Will he be wearing pants? Marco.
Before or after the match?
Preferably during.
During, I'm sure he will have some.
Thank God. I mean, I'm sure he'll wear tights. That don't have to be pants.
Just after the Super Show, when he got hit that moonshine a little too hard, and came out and just
We're going to call him, his finisher is going to be called the fidget spinner. It's like, it's off the top rope, but instead of like flipping, he jumps in the air and just spins.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
Everyone that we've talked to about the Super Show, like between like Billy and Sarah, and like everybody's just like, no one is ready for that. Like no, like people probably expect because it's Austin Lane, and everyone knows that you're guaranteed a good match out of that.
I hear he's the best of the best.
But then everyone's just like, no one is really ready for what you're gonna see. Like that's just.
And it seems like you've been adding a lot more speed to the shows. With Tattoo and, you know, Austin obviously goes like crazy. Brandon goes like crazy. Hollis is quick. Sin, very quick. And now we got Marco Stunt making his debut. But then you also balance that out with the power. You got Baracus to come in a couple of shows.
Billy.
Billy, of course. Mathis.
Yeah, Blasher. I mean, you got a lot of
mean
strong
clothesline.
Guys. Yeah. Those guys, you know, like I said, it's a mixture. We have a little bit of everything. So, mean clotheslines.
And talking about Ace coming in and kind of becoming one of like the CCW guys, like is that something you hope happens, or is it kind of just like you're not expecting it, but like when it happens, you can, because you're saying you already have so many people kind of waiting in line to sit, like so to say, to get in, and so whenever you have someone like Ace or
I mean the thing about it's hard not to be like kind of cocky about it, but
I think you've earned it.
Well, with our show, it's a lot of guys want to be a consistent part, and I'll use them here and there until I figure out, like, are you good enough to be like a consistent part of our team?
Right.
Like, I want to have diversity. I mean, there's a lot of really, really good wrestlers out there that want to come here, that want to work all the time, but it just doesn't, you know, makes sense. I mean, we want to give our guys a chance, and Ace earned it. I mean, he hasn't had a bad match since he's been here.
No. Nope.
And I mean, he kills it every time. He's
loud. He's funny. He's,
He's excellent. I mean, him and Sin at the Super Show had an incredible match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, his first match against Espy, when he came out, the big thing was everyone made fun of his guyliner.
Yeah.
And that was it. Like, hey, he's got guyliner. Ha ha. Look, six, seven shows later, he's one of the best performers. Everyone knows he can go and respected.
Yeah.
And that's crazy to see that. All these people that come in with, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but with indie wrestling especially, it's very gimmicky, very gimmick-based, where someone will have something for people to latch onto and make fun of or whatever. But then you see how good they are, and suddenly that gimmick is just a part of what they are, but it doesn't define them.
Exactly.
And I think Ace Hawkins is a big one of the big things. You know,
that's kind of something that really kind of started us. Like, even though we weren't at the same – like, me and Dalton's first show weren't the same first show as – Shannon and Allie, because they were at the very first one, but like is like for them it was Sarge.
Yeah,
yes. Like Sarge comes out and you're just like, okay, well
he does that a lot.
But then, this guy,
but then you see the match, and then for me it was Billy, like Billy walking out, buy my merch, just with his 8x10 just screaming it, and I was like, oh, Farmer Billy Hills, I get it.
Ooh,
and then I just see the rest of, and then I see what he does, and he comes out, and I'm just like, okay, now I'm on board. So it feels like, at least with indie wrestling, and I think the Fight TV stuff, especially if we get a lot of people who aren't coming to the shows to watch it.
Yeah,
like hopefully. being able to see, like, oh no, there's so much more than just this like one joke aspect.
Oh yeah,
because with indie wrestling, it feels like everything is so reactionary.
Yep.
From the first time you see it, like I can only imagine the first time Dalton Castle, like did his thing. And just like being able to stick with it and like, oh no, but you're actually really, really good.
Yeah, because it can kind of be not a crutch, but it can also be detrimental to them because you kind of blow them off for the gimmick. Like Allie will tell you, when Billy Hills first came out, I was probably most critical of him because I was like, as soon as he walked out, I was like, oh, okay, big, dumb redneck. I get it. Well, that's never been done before. I was being a dick.
Yeah.
Turd.
Yeah. But then two shows later, it's like, oh my God, Billy Hills.
Yeah.
Like, is incredible. He's much more than just the redneck gimmick. He's not even a redneck gimmick, really.
Right, yeah.
Like, his gimmick is just, he's a jackass.
Yeah.
And he does it so well. Mm-hmm. And you got a guy who's from Purgatory, or where is he from?
Just north of Purgatory.
Just north of Purgatory. I don't even understand that gimmick. Like that.
Don't question it.
Well, when he walked out, I was like, I played Diablo. I know what a Nephilim is.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's easy to get. Like, you have Purgatory, and it's just like a little bit above
it's
it.
It's just north of it.
Just like a shy north.
It's on Google Maps.
Yeah.
3/4 of a mile.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the talking about Ace, like the character-wise is great. Sarge is one of the... Like you said, people see Sarge and like, okay, what's this
what
gonna be?
What the hell is about to happen?
Yeah, and then like he does his entrance, he like grabs people with that and his personality, and
sometimes
that,
with his hands,
sometimes physically,
and kisses them.
Sometimes with his lips, lips.
I mean, that's kind of what he does. So,
I'm fine with it.
But when he gets in the ring, he's a good wrestler.
He is. Really good.
You know, he's really good. He keeps the fans entertained.
I don't think he understands Facebook though. But the first show that we did with you guys, we didn't even do it with you guys. It was, we wanted to do a preview show for, what show was it, Asa? Do you remember?
Our first one.
It was Brandon versus Austin. Yeah, Best of the Best. And we did a full-on preview show for it. And I messaged Austin. I messaged Megan. I messaged a couple different people. I was like, hey, I'm putting together the show. Can you guys send me just a sound bite and we'll play it during the show for your matches? And everyone said, sure. Megan, unfortunately, didn't see it because we weren't friends on Facebook. She saw it 3 months later and was like, oh my God, I just saw this. I'm so sorry.
I always try to talk her into coming with me
to come on the show.
Yeah,
we'd love to have her on the show. That'd be incredible.
Yeah, she's like, they don't want me there. I'm like, trust me, you would.
That is a lie. She's about to get 4 different messages tonight. Like, we want you on the
please
show.
Please come on next week.
Please come on.
But Sarge, I messaged him. I said, hey Sarge, I want to do this. If you can send me a message, you know, send me a voice file and we put it on the show. He was like, yeah, sounds great. And then he never said anything else. Nah.
Yeah, it's a Terry Funk thing.
Yeah, I have
of course
to,
he loves Funk.
I have to ask. The last 3 shows I've gone to, like shaking hands with everybody, meeting, all 3 times, Sarge has been like, hey, yeah, nice to meet you, Sarge. And I can't tell if he's just messing with me or if he legitimately doesn't remember me every single time. Because at the Super Show, it happened literally the night before because we were at the Comic-Con. And whenever Colt first got there for the meet and greet, he pulled me back behind the table. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, yeah, you're supposed to be back here. And I was like, that's not true, but okay. And then like 24 hours later, hey, Sarge, nice to meet you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I tell you, he's messing with you because he did it 3 times to me at Lawless. Like 3 different times up to me.
He knows you. You, not so. No, he hasn't kissed you yet.
Because
so
I asked,
maybe.
Because I asked Barry. I asked Barry, and he's like, no, I mean – No, he's messing with you. Well,
he's kind of old.
He's
your old man right here.
He's gotten hit in the head a lot. It's probably a 50-50 shot. He says something like that.
I'm pretty sure he knows you guys.
All right, so we promised we're going to play the game. That was 30 minutes ago. Dalton, you go first.
Hold on a second. Go ahead.
Get off Tinder.
I got it. It's not Tinder. It's Snapchat. Yep. Ryback?
Jesus.
Now is this a question? Have I talked to him?
Or can you get
him?
Can I get him? Yeah, can you get it? I think it's
can I get him or can do I want him?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay. One and the other.
Yes and no. I mean, not really right now. He's just, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like there would be a huge backlash in the locker room if he came in. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think he'd be wrong with that. I don't think there would be a backlash in the locker room. I mean,
he's very critical of indie wrestling, especially lately. He basically said indie wrestling is ruining the business.
Yeah, I've seen that. When guys do interviews, I don't pay attention to it. Because a lot of times they're either just talking to.
Just trying to get attention.
Yeah, this is why you can't get a live mic on TV.
Yeah.
Because you say stuff like that.
Yeah, stupid.
That's
stupid
why you got a room
stuff.
Full of people writing your promos for you.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I think that he would be a decent draw. Still, people know him, but he's kind of fallen to that point where, really don't remember you? Oh, okay. You know, I remember you.
Feed me some more.
Yeah, yeah. CM Punk beat you a couple times. Yes, I can get him. No, I really don't care for him.
You mentioned him earlier. I'm going to throw it out because I really like him. Dalton Castle. I know we joked about it before, but Dalton Castle has been very impressive from the moment I saw him.
I love Dalton Castle.
The only good Dalton.
I have talked to Dalton Castle.
Dalton Diamond's pretty good.
That's true.
Dalton. He is under a Ring of Honor exclusive deal. A lot of the Ring of Honor guys are. Mm-hmm. So he can't take any bookings for at least the rest of this year. So
maybe in the future. But that's somebody you're interested in.
I love Dalton Castle. Yeah. I've got a Dalton Castle shirt.
Really?
So I rep his brand. Yes, I enjoy it.
Asa?
The one that I actually sent to the CCW, because it was like literally the day that you guys put on the CCW Twitter, mm-hmm. like, hey, if there's someone that you want to see, you know, to have them send them our way. The one that I sent was Adam Cole. Mm-hmm. His ROH contract had ended.
Yes, it has. Yes. Oh. Here's the thing about Adam. He is not, okay, so he might be signing with a bigger company that does stuff on Wednesday nights, and then Mondays, and then SmackDown.
Does Impact have a show on?
No.
He said bigger company.
Yeah, bigger company.
Okay, I got it now.
But, from what I understand, he's doing that, but he is doing some indie stuff. It's very, very small. Mm-hmm. But yes, we have talked, and no, there's no date.
You brought in.
He has an open invitation though. He's one of those guys that if he calls and said, "Hey, I want to come
like
in,"
Dalton Castle.
He's got the Matt Hardy rule. If it's 2 weeks before show, he'll be here.
If it's 3 days, you're just like, just come in.
Yeah,
just show up. We'll do something.
Yeah, we'll figure
don't
it
even
out.
Ask.
We might
me
just have you on a podcast or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that would we'd make room.
Yeah.
Allie, get out of here.
Rude.
You brought
Dalton's
Leva Bates
here.
In. Yeah, but calm down. Calm down, you two. You brought in Leva Bates.
Yep.
Who's just one of the most popular women on the indies, absolutely.
Super awesome.
Any other women? And Mickey Knuckles you had on. A couple. What? I got it right this time, right?
Oh, you got it right.
Okay, you laughed. I thought maybe I screwed it up again.
No, I wasn't laughing or anything.
Good. Are there any other women that you want to bring in or that you've talked to that you can talk about? Because I mentioned Candice Michelle before the show, and everyone laughed, and I laughed too, but I liked Candice Michelle, but please don't judge me. Not Candice Michelle, but anyone else? Any former WWE ladies, any women on the indies that you're really interested in?
I'm trying to,
Vita Scott?
Veda. Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, you're
Bradley.
Close. Yeah.
No, sorry. That's something else. Please go on.
You talking about the Hustlers?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
No. Rock, rock shut and...
So, there's a
rough shot. Sorry.
Rough shot. Yeah, there's a couple, Sue Young has always been like she wrestled Megan, her very first match, and Sue actually is married to, what's the guy that was the first, second Intercontinental, third Cruiserweight champion?
TJ Perkins?
Third.
Brian Kendrick?
Nope, third.
He went. Rich Swann?
Swann, yes, married to Rich Swann. Yes, so there we go. So they're married, and Sue is actually really, really good. She was...
What's her name? I'm going to look her up.
Sue Young.
I'm not familiar with her.
Yeah, so she's really, really good, and we've had talks. She was going to come in for the girl fight. Stuff just didn't work out with that, but Sexy Star from Lucha Underground. Would love to have her come in. I think she would be great.
But she stopped wrestling, didn't she? Didn't she do boxing predominantly now?
She still can be. She's still doing wrestling.
She still does.
So, I got a request for Ivelisse. I wouldn't mind Ivelisse coming in, you know, from doing the Tough Enough thing to Lucha Underground. I'm trying to think if there's any more. Like, I think Amazing Maria would come back. That'd be cool. I like her. She did good. I doubt Monica will come back, you know. But
why?
You know, I'm sure her feelings were hurt pretty bad. So, anyway. So, but, yeah, well, you know, there's quite a few women. I mean, even Jade or
Mia
would I would like to have her. There's quite a few girls that I think would come in and do very well here.
What about internationally?
Yeah.
Have we seen any international stars in yet? Mm-hmm. Have you had any interest there? Any interest in international stars? Maybe Japanese wrestlers or people from Mexico, anything like that?
There's some. The only talks we had was Bad Luck Fale coming in from the Bullet Club. He was going to be here, but things got changed and stuff like that, so that didn't end up happening. That was actually going to be for January. He was going to be here for the cage match.
Cage Chaos.
Yeah, because he was going to be – Kyle O'Reilly took his spot, you know. So, you know, that's kind of what happened with that. But, yeah, not a whole lot with the international thing just because
– Is it just a money issue or language issue?
Well, a little bit. I mean, we would have to almost catch them when they were in the U.S. doing, like, a tour type of thing. And a lot of the guys that come over there are from Japan. The probably the best thing we could do is do something with, like, some of the AAA guys, you know. But most of the AAA guys, the one that I'm – I think closest to is probably Jack Evans, you know, that I talked to. I love Jack and I think he's great. And we've talked about stuff before, so I wouldn't be surprised if we've seen him in CCW. That
which would I would be more than okay with.
Yeah.
And talking of Lucha Underground, just because they're doing a lot of different shows as a tag team, but the Lucha Bros, it's Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix, but they're not called Pentagon Jr. and Phoenix anymore because
of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they are real life brothers.
Oh, are they really?
Yes. Yeah, so,
I actually didn't know that.
we have spoken to both of them. I actually made a trip at WrestleMania to CZW. Allie, I'm talking.
I'm still listening.
Sorry,
I thought you the commercial.
Yeah. No, I was listening.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
She wants you to bring an Optimus Prime.
Yeah, apparently. So, no, but, I actually made a trip to a CZW show and got to sit down with...
Was it just you or did Lee make you go?
No, Lee wasn't there.
It
was at WrestleMania. Yeah, no, it was my choice to go because I always, when I go to WrestleMania, they're doing the Hall of Fame and then they're doing NXT. I don't like to go to those. I like to go to the indie shows around.
Right.
That's my favorite thing because talking to Leo Rush, talking to Matt Cross, talking to... Sammy Callahan, those guys like that, you know.
That's somebody I would love to see in there.
Yeah, a lot of people would. Like, they're good people, and they're kind of close. And I'm also a big fan of Gregory Iron. I don't know if a lot of people know him, but I love Gregory. He's really cool.
I haven't seen him.
He's got cerebral palsy.
Yep.
And him and Zach Gowan are the Handicap Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, tag team. And it's they're really, really good. So we've had talks before. So I'm sure, you know, could do something with them.
I have to look up Handicap Heroes. I need
you
to
should.
See
they're really, they're actually really good matches.
They're really, really good. But yeah, I mean, they're international. It's just kind of hit and miss. If they're in and we can get it, it's kind of difficult. But
what's the most ridiculous request you get via Facebook?
Oh,
Lesnar.
Somebody asked for Roman Reigns. Like, I saw somebody ask for Roman Reigns.
Somebody, yes, I think Roman Cena. Of course, we get those. any WWE guys automatically ridiculous. But I think those are the craziest ones I get. I mean,
Vader?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever requested Vader?
No.
Did you know he's retiring?
Yes.
But then he wasn't?
Oh, is he not now?
No. He was dying too, but then he wasn't.
Yeah.
So you can book Vader then.
Can
you get Vader? I need to know.
I can get Vader if I wanted to, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Because he went from
We have history, so no, he won't be here.
He went from "I'm dying," like I have 2 months to live. To yeah.
Okay, who wants an insider story?
The rumors of me retiring are greatly exaggerated.
Which he posted.
Yeah.
Dalton wants an insider story.
Okay, insider story. Straight
Godzilla exclusive.
So during the Super Show, I had a 2-hour ride down from St. Louis to Cape with Ron Simmons. Great 2-hour ride. Talked the whole time. So I got a story about Vader. Okay, during this time. He was in a small town in Texas and they were doing a house show. And he took a bad bump or whatever and rolled out of the ring. And then ended up, they finished the match. But he came back to the back and he went over to Ron and JBL. And he said, "Man, that was crazy. I actually died out there." He's like, "My heart stopped. And my heart stopped beating, but I was able to get enough strength to hit myself in the chest and start it back."
No.
So Ron was like, "You're trying to tell me that you died under the ring and then hit yourself?" Yes. And came back to life and finished the match. And he said, "Absolutely." So if that tells you anything about Vader, that's it right there. And that's a true story from a WWE Hall of Famer.
That's a shame, too, because Vader, man, growing up, he was one of the legit, like, monsters.
He's incredible. I will never take anything away from his in-ring work, and the stuff he did was, like, that was one of those things that you watched and like, ow,
yeah,
that hurts. Like, mm-hmm. My gosh, that you could tell.
And it wasn't the wrestling that you see a lot of the time today with like the chair shot. Well, not even chair shots anymore, but like the table bumps or the ring apron bumps, like the really hard stuff. I mean, that was just everything he did looked brutal.
Yeah.
Punches, kicks, forearms.
And they are.
Yeah. Yeah. I imagine so. Yeah. Yeah. Ripped Mick Foley's ears off. Ear. Yeah. One ear.
One Part ear. Of it. Just one ear.
Yeah. Dalton, did he rip off any of Mick Foley's ears?
Yeah. Half.
All right, well, we got about 4 minutes left on here. Is there anything else that you would like to personally plug?
Oh, I mean,
that sounded dirty.
Yeah.
That's why we don't have Sarge on the show, because I can't ask him that question.
Yeah, definitely.
Because he's going to look right at all of us.
Yeah. That's all the questions you had about people coming in?
I've got more ridiculous ones.
I don't know if he's under like either New Japan or ROH, but Hangman Page is someone who's...
He was last, I think, it was the beginning... It's like we talked to him, the one with Ellsworth, where he came in. Paige was supposed to be here for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was actually getting married at that time. And then when I contacted him back, he did sign an exclusive deal with ROH. Murder. So, but yeah, we've had lots of talk. Adam.
No.
And I really was going to go to an ROH show in St. Louis this past week because they added him and Cody tagging up, but I didn't get to go.
Now, one that you said when you were talking about WrestleCon, one that I would really like to see, Matt Cross.
Yeah, I love Matt. He's awesome. He will be here. Yeah, we're that close. I mean, yeah, I would say Matt Cross is definitely going to be here at some time next year.
But you don't want Chris Masters?
For what?
Pizza eating contest?
But he ripped that tree out of the ground to
are you not save a fan? Are you not a fan of Chris Masters?
I mean, I don't have nothing against the guy. I mean, he's not one of those that I would...
You don't think he's going to draw money?
No, not if I'm weighing how much he costs. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if a lot of people still remember him.
Right.
You know, type of deal. I'm sure...
He was a part... What was that thing that... It was Jarrett's promotion, wasn't it?
Global Force.
Yeah, he was going to be a part
of
that.
He's in Impact now. They're doing the...
He's on Impact?
Yeah, he's doing Impact now.
Especially how little I watch Impact.
Yeah, they got him and Magnus coming back, and they're doing some stuff, and apparently Del Rio and Lashley are wrestling and stuff like that. And a good friend of mine, kind of, that I don't really
close
well. Close personal friend. D'Angelo Williams, who's a football player, plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's actually tagging up with a guy that I text a lot named Moose.
What about Masada?
Masada. Tanaka? I enjoyed his work in ECW.
Well, that was Masato, I believe.
Oh, sorry.
I mispronounced
you talking about
it.
Guy that sticks like stuff in his head? No, he won't be here. Sorry, Lee. I mean, Lee has talked about him.
No scoops a whoop on that one.
No, whoop, no. Whoop, there's whoop, a better whoop. Chance that New Jack will be here.
No.
No, please don't.
No.
I don't want that one. There's a better chance.
I think that just says how little of a chance Masada has.
Has New Jack hit me? Has New Jack ever contacted you?
I can't say that we haven't contacted New Jack.
Really?
Yeah, I can't say that I haven't talked to him.
But you haven't contacted
him. I mean,
did he try to kill you and you would call him to like get him arrested?
No,
or?
No, no. He only does that for people that really make him mad.
That's and everybody. Is he's like a wasp?
Kind of.
Kind of. If you don't know who New Jack is,
you're living a better life than us.
we've told you the mass transit story twice on the show.
Yeah. And then, I mean, in Tennessee against
Gypsy Joe.
Yeah. Yeah. Beat him pretty bad with a bat.
He cracked the one kid's skull open, literally, and he bled from his head. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got some bad history.
But that's not the rest that you want to bring in.
No, not really. I mean,
we talked about you bringing in the new guy, the fast guys and the power guys. But what we don't see is a lot of hardcore wrestling in CCW.
Yeah.
Is that on purpose?
That's more of a Missouri thing. And then it's kind of, I don't know, like with that, I'm not against hardcore wrestling at all. It's just there's a time and place for everything.
Yeah.
You know, if you did a storyline that led up to something like that, that would be okay. But just coming in and doing one.
Like a Brandon versus Hollis 3 months down the line. Yeah, first blood match.
Something like that would be okay. But
no, I'm not giving him any ideas, though.
No, I'm not. Here, it doesn't fit our family friendly. You know, it's not something that we want to do.
Right.
So, I mean, and I'm cool with, you know, like I said, hardcore stuff. I mean, Psycho coming in a while back, hardcore guy.
Is Psycho coming back anytime soon? He was actually, you know, before Psycho came in, Hunter was in here, and we were watching, because he was unfamiliar with him, I was unfamiliar with him, so we watched a video of him, and we're like, oh, wow, that's going to be there. But he was super nice. He was really entertaining. Mm-hmm. But we haven't seen him since. And he was supposed to be there again, but couldn't make it.
Yeah, that was the Halloween show. He was supposed to be there, right. And he didn't come. There's no telling where, really, he'll, you know, when we bring him back. I guess he'd come back, really, at any time. But it just hadn't been a good spot for him to come back in since the Halloween show.
Right.
So, but, I mean, I'm good friends with him. I did a lot of stuff with him. I got kicked out of a show in Arkansas with him for beating up a guy. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
You're banned from Arkansas, aren't you?
Twice, I think.
So you can't go see Austin wrestle.
Yes, I can go there. I just can't be part of the show. Okay. Like I used to manage and stuff.
It's not like his picture is like at every police station on the border.
Yeah. It's like Seth like Rollins at the music festival.
No,
Jason Wells.
Yeah, no.
It's a picture of him doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
Pointing at his head.
Yeah, I did that a lot.
Because you're the brain.
Yeah, well, I did that. Yeah, that's what I was doing. Yeah, that one. That was the NRG thing.
He's texting.
Don't worry about it. Can you read it to us?
Get off your phone.
You know, they used to do that in school. They caught you texting. Why don't you read that to us?
Yeah, and that's illegal now.
Is it?
Yeah.
How would you know?
I don't.
Well, that's all we have time for tonight, guys. we're going to be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Unscripted, and we're going to talk some more wrestling news here. One last time, though, CAPE, Championship Wrestling Chaos, debuts. Next Wednesday.
Fight TV. Yep, Fight TV, 6 p.m. We're going to send out a link for everything. You know, and like I said, we got a lot of cool stuff going on. Crazy Steve coming in June the 24th. Then July 29th is our homecoming show, which is going to be awesome. You want to be there the 24th because you will find out a lot about the 29th that day.
That's the one-year anniversary.
That's our one-year anniversary. Yeah. Yep. And then we just, of course, signed that deal in October to do German Day in Chaffee, which is going to be really, really cool. It's going to give us a chance 1 week before our Halloween show to put on I think every ticket's like $5.
I'm going to try to bring Lindsay to that.
Is that
going to
be like a,
yeah, that's great.
Is that like a, just kind of like a bonus? Like that's not necessarily the monthly show?
No, yeah, that's just an add-on. Okay. We're going to have two shows in October, okay. And that's going to be the week before. That's going to be exciting. Brandon will get to perform in front of his hometown.
And Lederhosen?
Yes, exactly. Well, he wears that every match. You just can't see.
It's underneath the...
You make him change backstage. You're like, it's take like the Lederhosen off, put this Venom shirt on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Which he has new gear now. I don't know if you noticed that.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, yeah, we loved it. Yeah.
But yeah, CapeWrestling.com, you know, for all the tickets. There's still some available that I know of last time I talked to Ken. But yeah,
these things sell out faster and faster every time.
Yeah, it's going to be a killer show. I'm super pumped about it. I mean, I think we always put together like a really, really good card of just like matches. Like no one's like, I don't really want to see that match.
He's texting again.
It says, I will see you late.
That is not what it said.
It is what it said.
It is not what it said.
It is.
What was the with the Fight TV?
Yeah.
Because I saw something on the Facebook Live video about a special link to register through that.
Yes.
Yes, we're coming up with that. The guy that runs Fight TV messaged me today and like, hey, for all the CCW fans, we want to like know how many are subscribing just because of you. So we're going to send out that link as soon as we had to send some paperwork in and all that. As soon as they click on it, we'll be able to know exactly how many people are following and stuff like that.
So that's a huge thing that we're going to push you guys. You know, you CCW fans that are listening to us right now, we want you to click on that link. Let's really give a really huge introduction to CCW on Fight TV. Let's make it as big as we possibly can. Share it with your friends. Get everyone to sign up for this because it's going
to be
incredible.
The big hope for Fight TV is to, I mean, people in California are going to be watching you guys.
Yeah.
And listening to and watching all the matches.
We're already internationally known. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's no big deal for you guys.
Right.
But, like, someone like, you know, Bentley, that's a big deal. People know him outside his family. So, we're going to, you know. But, you know, people in, and hopefully, like, the guys, like, further Kansas City, you know, even in, you know, somewhere in Tennessee, they're like, hey, I want to drive up and see this show. They're going to be recording, and you can be on TV. That's the thing. Like, come out, and I'm encouraging the signs. I know a lot of, it's better than streamers. I don't want streamers. It's too much.
I was going to do streamers.
I don't want to clean up. You can bring yours, but everybody else, I just want signs. I just want you to be the only one to throw a streamer at Billy.
I can throw it at Billy?
Yes. Just one streamer.
Oh, very familiar with streams. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of those. But, I mean, not bad. I just don't want a lot of them. People ask about the streamers. What?
Part of me,
don't
even,
worry
part
about
of me
it.
Even wondered if it was like if that was another like Missouri thing, like because I know throwing stuff into the ring is a no-no.
No, it's not. I don't think it's that much of a big deal. It's just I don't want to clean it up.
That's fair.
Yeah, and that's something you do for big matches. You know, like, you know, the main event, the Lesnar versus, like, who was it? No, it was Owens versus Balor, wasn't it?
At
when they
Beast
were Japan
and
they had the streamers and stuff. So you don't want to make that something that happens all the time. It's special.
Yeah, it is. I mean, not after every match.
Right.
So,
or chant, this is awesome after every match. Or dive in every match, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to get out of here. Thank you guys for listening. Be back tomorrow with Pro Wrestling Script. Thank you, Jason, for coming on the show and sharing all this info with us and giving us exclusives. Makes us feel important, big men.
Yeah.
And you can check out Cage Championship Wrestling next week, Wednesday, Fight TV. Come listen to us do commentary for it. We get better, we promise.
You'll be disappointed.
We'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. Dalton, I love you. Bye.
Yeah, you better.